but I can offer you explanations. Welcome to the home of explanations. You've got more than money radio. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. It's May the 16th. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous day out there. All right, it's not that beautiful, but it's not snowing. And after the winter we've had, which ended, about 15 days ago? So, oh my gosh, welcome to, it's spring, and in spring,
Welcome. And what did Mayflowers bring?
You're not even on a microphone, oh my gosh.
And what did Mayflowers bring?
The pilgrims. Oh my gosh. Throw them over there with mine. Anyway, Welcome to More Than Money. If you're a loyal listener, you know exactly how this works. Momentarily, I'll
Gene
give you
had the shortest prostate exam in the history of the earth.
You are not a lot. This is a family show.
He did. He had the shortest prostate exam.
This is a family show. Your show, you get out of control. There's rumors. There's all kinds of innuendo.
There's rumors about rumors.
You know what? After the prostate exam, I don't think I should use the
word. Speaking of innuendo.
Innuendo. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I fed him that. If you're a loyal listener to More Than Money, you know that momentarily I'll give you a phone number and an email. You'll reach out to us if you've got questions about your investments, your income taxes, your estate planning, or the business of your life. You'll let us know, and we'll be able to help you in any way that we are able. I have to hurry to get that in because Gunther's chomping at the bit. And usually when I talk to Gunther, about 27 minutes in the show, I go, oh, hey, welcome to More Than Money. All right, so we forgot that part. We did not forget this morning, 610-720-7900. If you have a question for yours truly, Gene Dickinson, your personal financial advisor with 780 years of experience, or Bobby Gunther Walsh with negative 11 years of financial experience.
Oh, none, yeah.
No, I gave you negative numbers because I've seen some of the stuff you've done.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He invested in several Fenders.
Wood futures. Investing in wood futures never panned out for me.
I have no idea what that means. It's so scary. I'm so scared. My own fault. I invited him. Yes, so what
exactly,
is that?
Exactly.
Come on. Gene at askmtm.com. G-E-N-E at askmtm.com. Welcoming your questions, comments, concerns. However, if you'll agree to leave that joke off air, we can talk about tomorrow.
Sure.
Excellent.
Big softball game. The WAEB AccuWeather softball game looks like it's the final game.
Yeah.
We wanted to do 30 years, and we thought this was the 30th, and someone corrected our math. It's the 29th, and we're thinking maybe a reunion game, but that's not looking like that. It's up to Joe Sobel, really. And I had no real idea. You know, Dr. Joe and I started this game 29 years ago for animals in distress. AccuWeather gracious to come down every year and put on a fun game. They're actually good softball players. We're getting good.
They are good.
They are good.
I don't like that part.
And you know what's scary about them? They say they're the worst in the league up there.
Well, yeah. Well, come on.
Of course,
the
state college.
Yeah,
that's
true. Come on. Yeah. They get 17,000 recently graduated Penn State alumni.
Come yeah. So bottom line is, though, we've got the softball game is tomorrow at 1 p.m. at Southern Lehigh Living Memorial Community Park, which is on 309. You go to 309 South, and right when you get towards the Coopersburg Diner there on that little ice cream stand, it's opposite the diner, and on the same side as the ice cream stand, there's the fields there to the left. We're back in there, and we'll have WAEB signage up so you'll be able to find the field we're playing on. It's in the back corner, and 1 o'clock. There are some seats, but bring lawn chairs and stuff like that. If you're bringing your pets, make sure they're on a leash. The game's free. If you wanted to buy tickets to win all kinds of stuff, that'd be great. We have, first of all, the game brought to you by Allen Audiology.
Fantastic, folks.
All the food after the game is provided by the Vinart dealerships.
Oh.
And there's a nice party afterwards, and there's a good spread of food that they pay for so that Animals in Distress can keep all the money from the game and still be good hosts. Then we've got compliments of Yakko's.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Vinart, how many vehicles do you figure you bought over there?
I'm going to guess 20. Between the used. Mike, I bought a Cube van from them. It's a 2003 Ford when they had the Ford dealership, yeah. And that thing's still going. Actually, it's still good. I just got it dolled up a little bit at Carsmetics, but still rocking and rolling with that baby.
Once you get convinced of the value of that, you might want to do some sponsorships for them.
Yeah, yeah, I should.
Because after, you know, you got to, you, yeah, I gotta, you don't want to, sure, jump to conclusions.
Yeah, exactly.
Only 20.
Between myself and Katie, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. And of course, it makes it so much, add them up, Allen Audiology. Yeah,
my earpieces for the race car are from them.
What?
Yeah. Because Allen, seriously, they don't just sell, but that's the other thing, they don't just sell hearing aids, no, they sell all kinds of stuff to help you with.
And it's the quality of the people.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, there are certain times where you have to deal with a company or a person where you're going, I'm really not happy about this. I need what you're giving me, and I'm parting with the money. But as soon as I can leave, I'm going to be happier out of your. And then there's other people you walk in and go, year after year, they try in every way they can to make our community better and better and better. And our community is, holy cow, it's the Bobby Gunther Walsh community.
Well, my sponsors have helped enrich so many charities by their contributions, which then become exponential. You know, because the people give, because it's matching money, or because they took prizes to win a gas grill from Lehigh Supply Appliances, or for whatever they did, they really have enriched the community. And I had to do a testimonial.
I got you right in the middle of Yakko's.
Oh, yes. Providing the hot dogs so that when all the, including the secret sauce, all the buns, everything, so that all the hot dogs served at the game are free from Yakko, so that Animals in Distress can charge and make 100% profit. I mean, that's Gary Iacocca. There's another business churning along and fighting all the government regulation and everything else that I see him deal with.
You know, they're relatively unknown, but if they hang in there, I think they're going to have a future in this
country. Yeah, 90 years, they're turning the corner. I think they're turning the corner.
Once again, maybe they got a shot at this. Yeah. And tons of prizes.
Yeah, from Westgate Jewelers, we've got a man's Bulova watch and women's diamond earrings. From Lehigh Supply Appliances, a $400-plus Weber gas grill.
Oh, my gosh.
From Dan's Camera City, we're doing one of those big metal prints. Plus, so as you win the gift card to go get that done, we're giving a gift card for getting a throw blanket done with your pet's picture on it, your family's picture on it, giving away a digital camera. We're giving away gift cards from Dan's. From Joe Mascari's, we're giving away the $500 gift certificate and just a lot of other stuff. So we're giving away a ton of stuff at the game, a lot of great prizes.
At Joe Mascari's, $500? You could get hardwood for your dining room for $500. Some of the specials that he's got is amazing.
You can get a nice oriental rug or
fantastic
really nice
stuff.
Yeah, really nice stuff. So the point is, I had to do a testimonial for Joe Brake the other day from Coca-Cola, and they're providing stuff. So is Link Beverages. So is A&D Fashions, the shirts that he got for the team. All these great people helping out. And I had to do a testimonial, and they said, well, how would you describe Joe Brake? And I mean this. I said, you know, and I mean this about so many other sponsors. I said, you know, the best way to describe them is wait till they're gone. Wait till they're no longer in charge and Joe Brake retires and he's not in charge of Coca-Cola. You better hope the next guy has the same vision, the same passion for the Lehigh Valley, because when they're gone, there is a void. It's like the water rushing back in, because it's just this, and you miss them. You miss them.
Well, you pray you don't.
Lucky stars for the people, folks. We need to support the local advertisers, and not just the ones that I endorse, the local people that are giving and for other charities that I don't even know about. When you get a program book at a charity event, one of the things I say if I'm the MC is please take the book home with you and then use these people throughout the year. It's how they're able to support this charity. And we need to support these people, all of them.
There's no question about that. And, of course, it's for puppies and kittens. So,
oh, so I mean, the game's at 1 o'clock. I tell you what, injuries will be had by all. some fun, too, but mostly injuries. Yeah, if you want to see good softball,
you know what's ironic?
We'll have a game on big screen that you can watch. But if you want...
That's right. The ladies' team from Virginia will be playing Auburn.
Yeah.
Which that's really good stuff.
Oh my gosh. I love watching women's softball. The way they toss that ball in there, man. Holy smokes,
right.
Are they good.
And if you get to watch, and ESPN covers tons of the college women's teams, there's two things that you absolutely take note of. Number one, their athletic skills are insane.
Right.
They're insane. We're talking about just superior athletic skills on any level compared to anybody. I was going to say compared to us. That's not fair to them.
No, really.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's like saying
nothing. And secondly, every one of those kids, they carry themselves in a way you go, if they were my daughter, I'd be so proud. They just carry themselves.
The thing I notice is, don't get hit with that softball. When they're tossing that in over the, I'm thinking, if I had to hit one, I wouldn't be able to hit. If I connected with one of those, I'd be lucky.
All right. If we're talking about you, though, 2 years ago, you had that tragic marshmallow accident.
Oh, that was.
Oh, my God.
Man, I'll tell you what, I was, there's more where that came from.
Oh, no. Ouch. Ouch. Oh, another innuendo. Anyway. Your orthopedic group is
VSAS. They have a pool on which one of the doctors is going to see me. I said, as long as it's not anybody on the trauma team, I'm good with that.
I'm a little taken back that VSAS hasn't actually taken out a huge sponsorship.
Yeah, they should,
for
really.
The softball. It would pay for itself.
Yes, yeah, seriously.
I'm thinking just
every year there's been an injury. Unfortunately, I've been it for the last couple. I think.
Who else got hurt?
Oh, the 1 year when Steve, you weren't playing. Steve, our old engineer, got split a lip.
Oh, and Dr. Joe took one off the shin.
And then Steve also dislocated his shoulder one year. Totally dislocated his shoulder. And
is
then,
Steve playing?
No, he's retired.
I was going to say. If
Dr. Joe took one off the shin. That, you know, that was awful. And then
that was
the girl from AccuWeather that took one, remember?
Eech. Yeah, and she came back in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, tough as nails.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
God bless us. Are we lucky or what?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of laughs.
It's a ton of fun. Well, laughs.
Well, the playing brings out the not the lines. The playing brings out the laughs. Nothing funny that's said.
I was going to say, if you haven't been to the game, you've got to come to the game because the extra added attraction is the play-by-play announcing by yours truly, Bobby Gunther Walsh, and Dr. Joe, and occasionally other folks who are not nearly as good, but were bad. I don't know. I don't know how to because it's deeply disturbing.
Yes, it is.
Because generally speaking, you are absolutely brutal to us, to your own team. Oh my!
But not about when you guys play well. I'm cheering you and
encouraging.
No,
you're never.
But I'm making fun of, like, for example, if Gene were to wear the outfit that he has on today to that game, would that be a field day?
I would never wear this outfit to that game. A sundress is not appropriate for softball. What?
They have metal bonnets.
I have no idea what that means.
Never mind. Sundress bonnet. Never mind.
Metal bonnets.
Yeah.
You know what? You've had two or three good ones this morning.
Yeah, that wasn't one of them.
They can't all be
gems.
Listen,
I had the shortest prostate exam I've ever had.
You promised. So, animals in distress.
Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Sunday, 1 o'clock, Coopersburg Memorial Park.
Yeah.
And lots of food they can buy, so don't eat lunch. Come down and chow down and give generously because, the hot dog, it's a dollar. Give them $5. If it's a drink, it's a dollar. Give them $5. Come on. Right?
Sure. Seriously.
Raffles. All the prizes are by raffle, right?
Right. And so you don't have to be present to win. If you can only come down and
buy
the tickets.
You don't have to be present. Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Diggison, your host, your personal financial advisor with 780 years of experience at 8:36 this Saturday morning. We are experiencing some interesting technical difficulties this morning. So if you are one of the more than 5,000 of you that listen to us on iHeartRadio, let all your friends and neighbors know that you're getting it and they're not. So welcome to the second half hour of our show. I want to thank Bobby Gunther Walsh for hanging in through technical difficulties and challenges and all that kind of good stuff in the first half hour as we talked about tomorrow's softball game. And we're looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be great, great fun. In the last, I think I've played maybe 8 or 9 times out of the last 10 or 12 years. I've missed 3 or 4 here and there. The last 5 or 6 that I've pitched, I think my record is 5-1. Yeah, we lost one. I was a little disappointed. I don't blame Gunther. All right, yeah, I do. Anyway, bottom line, 2 things. Number one, join us tomorrow. Tremendous experience. It's great, great fun for all the right reasons. We're raising money for puppies and kittens. You can't beat that, animals in distress. Great food, lots of great sponsors who are down there supporting this wonderful organization. You will absolutely, the entertainment value is off the chart since the athletic value is under under the water. You'll have a great deal of fun. And since I'll be pitching, there will be some athleticism on display there by somebody else, And since we are experiencing some technical difficulties this morning. Indeed, if you want to let folks know that they can get us on iHeartRadio, that's fantastic. We'll be happy to assist you in any way that we are able. I guess we can take calls, 610-720-7900. Thank you to everyone who called in to let us know that we're off air on broadcast signal. We got it. We're working on that. No need to. And for the emails, thank you as well. Certainly send me an email if you have a question. Gene, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. Church Softball League has started. We're off to a nice start, 4-1. And we had a doubleheader this past week and had a nice sweep there. That was great fun. So has allergy season started. So if I have a bit of the snifflies this morning, forgive me, please. I need to follow up on a story that we started 4 weeks ago. I was off last week. By the way, thanks to Daryl and Bill Maughan. They did a great job, and John kept them from violating any FCC regulations, and that was that's always good. That's always good. But bottom line is that they filled in for me admirably, as we took the week just before Mother's Day off. As many of you know, the lovely and talented Diane is not just my bride, but also she's the boss, the real boss, and heads up our tax department and is our CFO. And of course, right on through April 15th, her schedule is maniacal. And I don't mean that as an innuendo. I mean that as a statement of fact. It is maniacal. So I always try to make an effort to get her some rest and relaxation at a lovely location, what you call your spa treatments, that kind of stuff. And we had a great, great week away and came back Mother's Day. So we got to celebrate a great vacation, celebrate Mother's Day. And thanks to all of you for your support of the show while I was away. But 4 weeks ago, we broke a story where there was a local financial advisor. We were encouraging all of you. Sadly, we had had some dealings with this individual in the past. He was based up in the Poconos, up in Scott Run, and had decided to invade. I'll use that word, sadly, appropriately, invade the Lehigh Valley. It was inviting lots and lots of you to free dinners and free lunches and free food and free everything. We knew right away that was a problem because if he was a quality advisor, he would invite you for free little tiny bottles of water like we do. Anybody that doesn't do it exactly the way we do. Well, as it turns out, lots of folks caught our message loud and clear. Lots of folks caused some real concern on the part of many, many folks in the regulatory side of life. Regulatory side of life for a financial advisor is the SEC, is a group called FINRA, which stands for the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. And the Pennsylvania, we refer to it as Dobbs, the Department of Banking and Securities. And these are folks who are empowered to supervise and regulate and sanction financial advisors. And through the assistance of one of our loyal More Than Money family members, I received a copy of a document filed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities, filed April the 29th. So a scant 2 weeks after we went on air and warned you about what might be going on with this gentleman. And he has been terminated from his broker-dealer. That happened relatively soon thereafter our show aired. And the Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities has now barred this individual. He has 30 days to respond. I must tell you that the document that I'm looking at, notice to answer charges and request a hearing. If he requests a hearing, then that makes him less bright than even I have assumed him to be. The charges in this 33-page document are serious. They are damning, and in some cases they are heartbreaking. I will quote just one page. And can I assume, John, from your signal, we're back on air. And for all of you who have been listening to for the last 25 minutes or so, our apologies. There have been some technical challenges. And typically that's a euphemism for Gene screwed up something. But in this case, I didn't.
You're innocent.
Or as the kids would say, I didn't. I didn't. Hey, you did that. No, I didn't. D-I-N-T, I'm guessing. I'm just guessing. The fact that Bobby Gunter Walsh was mid-sentence when we went off air, I have to confess. I thought the FCC got him. I really did. Thank you for your patience. And for those of you who are listening on iHeartRadio, you didn't miss a beat. Well, actually, you didn't. We did. thanks for Craig Stevens kind of giving us the heads up of, hey, guys, there's thousands of people still listening. So if you ever, in the future, if we ever have that kind of, and gosh, in 15 years, I think we've had that happen maybe twice in 15 years. So I doubt that it's ever going to happen again in my lifetime. But if it does, just kick into iHeartRadio. It's one of the reasons God invented iHeartRadio. It's a fantastic thing. If you're just joining us, let me give you just the briefest of recap of my current topic. 4 weeks ago, we broke the news on this show that a financial advisor based in Scott Run, who had a checkered past at best as a financial advisor, had allegations and complaints filed against him by numerous clients, 40 plus. By FINRA, 79 counts of fraud plus. By multiple broker dealers, he had been fired 8 times in 11 years, had decided to invade the Lehigh Valley and attempt to make the Lehigh Valley its center of his next collection of victims. And we got, through our More Than Money family, the copies of the invitations he was sending out originally, claiming, with his biography attached and proudly standing up for what a great guy he was. And a great deal of his biography was absolutely factually incorrect. That's euphemistically way of saying he was lying. So much so that between our first report and the subsequent report the second week, he changed his invitation and no longer included his biography, which made it less of a lie, I guess. Okay. And not only that, but he eliminated using his last name. So folks who had been informed, such as our More Than Money family, and had done some research and found out who he was, now it was just Anthony, the like share, I guess. I don't know, or I don't, I'm not clear about that. At any rate, Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities found all of those gyrations unimpressive. And they filed on April 29th. And you know what? I'm not a lawyer. I'm so proud to say I'm not a lawyer. So I'm not exactly sure that I could. I would interpret this as a cease and desist order of, hey, you can't do this anymore unless you show up and show us why all of these charges are incorrect. The charges, they outlined some of the complaints. Oh, my goodness. Now, you read through, as a financial advisor, you read through some and you just go, this guy is just bad news. And then you get to do one on page 21 of the complaint and talks about a young lady who was 87 when she sadly got involved with this advisor, and the lengths that he went to take advantage of her are just unbelievable. I'm trying not to use the kind of language that I would use if I was off air, because then the FCC would call and the next time it would go blank. It would be really, really a problem. But what he did to an 87-year-old lady is just wrong. Well, all of that is dreadful. The good news, finally, after 11 years, millions of dollars of complaints, dozens and dozens of client complaints, 8 terminations by broker-dealers, the list goes on and on. Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities says, hey, guess what? You're done. And you're done, like, unless you can pull out the miracle, you're done forever. This order is intended to bar him from being a financial advisor for life. Thanks to all of you. A lot of you did research and sent it to me. That was very, very useful. A lot of you who did research, and because I've never announced his full name on air, I don't think, I absolutely know that he is egocentric or sociopathic or narcissistic. Pick your poison. Pick your psychobabble poison. This guy's got some real issues, and we are not... what's the word? We are not. We're not going to feed his ego, so to speak. But a lot of you did the research, know exactly who he is. We're going to spread the word, and you did. And we got a lot of feedback from folks who were not victims. Were not victims, and said, "Hey, heard, got it. Thank you so much," and feeling much better for the protection. So thanks to all of you. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com, which, by the way, you can always use to listen to our show, whether we're broadcasting over the airwaves or not. That's through iHeartRadio. You go to MTM, morethanmoneyonline.com, and you can click the red Listen Live button and always be up to date, as long as Gene's broadcasting. Hey, I'm learning. Come on. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. I have an interesting question, and it kind of ties into something that we did on the TV show this week. I got another invitation. I get invited to everything because I guess I'm on the demographic. And because I live a half an hour north of the Valley, but my office is in the Valley, I get invited to everything from the Poconos and everything in the Valley, so I get everything. And there are several retirement workshops, and these are kind of interesting. That's a euphemism as well. The one individual that's conducting the quote-unquote workshop, he's an annuity salesman, plain and simple. May claim to be a financial advisor. I've seen his work. Doesn't qualify. Doesn't make him a bad guy, and certainly doesn't make him doing. I'm not saying he's doing anything that's illegal. I have no reason to believe that he's doing anything illegal. Would I disagree? Oh my gosh! Like, 85% to 90% with his positions and what he recommends to his clients. Oh yeah, that doesn't make him illegal. It may make him incorrect. And to be fair, that's just my opinion that he's incorrect. Of course, I'm correct. I'm right, but that's just my opinion. But we took the outline of the in the invitation packet. It's a 2 week, like a 4 hour kind of a gig. I did the whole thing in 20 minutes, which was kind of fun. But it also sparked a fair number of questions. And one of the questions, because part of the retirement workshop is, when do you take Social Security? And part of the one of the questions that it sparked was, are there not two fairly strong arguments for two totally opposite choices in Social Security? And the answer is, yeah, there really is. The first theory of Social Security is, take it as soon as you are eligible, so at the very least you get something out of a dying system. That's a pretty interesting theory. If you're sitting there, especially if you're a Glenn Beck fan, the world's going to hell. Remember, I've told you 500 times. Yeah, God bless him. God bless him. If you're of the theory that everything in the universe is a conspiracy, and that the government's at the heart of almost every one of those conspiracies, all right, you're not that far off. but bottom line is, Social Security is, you know, it's a shell game and it's going to go away in like 20 minutes. Then the theory that we take Social Security at age 62, the earliest possible moment, is predicated on this: the boogeyman is going to take our money. So if we get even one monthly payment, at least we got something. Okay, that's a theory. A second theory is kind of the inverse, or the opposite end of the spectrum. It says you want to take Social Security at age 70 because it will be the highest payment that you will receive ever. At 62, your normal retirement age Social Security is discounted substantially, like 25% discount. So let's say you were going to get $2,000 at 66, you're going to get maybe $1,500 at 62. Now at 70, you're going to get a substantial bump, roughly a third larger. So if you're going to get $2,000, you're going to get $2,700 plus or minus. So if you wait 8 years, you're going to increase your monthly payment from $1,500 in rough numbers, demonstration purposes, to $2,700, almost double. And it goes on for the rest of your life with whatever ridiculously small cost of living increases the government decides in their generosity to give to you. And in essence, it becomes kind of longevity insurance. It gives you basically nothing, not basically, it gives you nothing in the early years of your retirement, and gives you the most money in the later years of your retirement, and later years, as long as you live. So if you, one lady I spoke to this week, lovely lady, her mom, 91. Mom's still cranking along. Challenges, of course, but cranking along. So genetically speaking, does she have an expectation that she could live to be 90? Well, sure. Better health care. She's taking better care of herself throughout her life. 90, sure. 95, maybe. 100, of course. So these are all very real possibilities. If your number one concern is, what's going to happen to me? Jesus, I'm going to need more and more money in retirement at 85, 90, 95, 100, then using Social Security as a longevity protection makes a great deal of sense. So which is correct? Here's the shocker. They both are. Because the correctness of your choice depends on you, depends on your objectives, it depends on your genetics, depends on your vision of your retirement future. It depends. So is it possible to take age 62 Social Security and be absolutely correct? Yes. Is it possible to take it at 62 and be absolutely 100% wrong? Yes. Isn't that odd? Isn't that odd? All right, for those of you who are listening on the airwaves or there for a long time, weren't listening on the airwaves, our apologies again for the technical difficulties. It's great to be back on air. You've missed a bit. If you would like to make sure that anything that you missed is still available to you, all you need to do is let us know. As we come to the top of this hour of More Than Money, I know some of you must leave us for other activities this weekend. We hope you have a great weekend. Couple things. Number one, tomorrow afternoon, we hope you join us in Coopersburg for the Animals in Distress final ever softball game. Gene will enter the pitcher circle to toss the first pitch as WAEB takes on the AccuWeather. They're nasties. The AccuWeather nasties for Animals in Distress. If we can be of service to you, morethanmoneyonline.com is a great way not only to learn a great deal about our services and great information about your particular circumstance, but also lots of ways to contact us. My email, gene@askmtm.com, and of course, phoning 610-746-7007. Voice of an Angel, Natalie Merchant, says it's top of the hour. That's Fox Network News. All the information you need to have a great weekend. Make sure that you get all that, but then return to us on More Than Money.